Welcome to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where nurses come to learn how to lose weight for good by ending the BS cycle. So if you are a busy, stressed out nurse, and no matter what you do to lose weight, nothing is working, then you are in the right place. Each week, I will show you how I lost 100 pounds, but more importantly, I will show you how you can be able to enjoy your job and your life. So let's get started. Hey there, welcome back. I am so excited to have you here listening in to this episode. It is all about anxiety and how it's really affecting our weight loss. And I want to talk about anxiety, what's going on, what to do about it, how we can shift things so that it doesn't affect our weight loss. So why I want to talk about it today is because I'm having a lot of clients on our calls that are, you know, they're working on this weight loss thing, but then they've got this anxiety going on and it's just taking away from what they need to do to lose weight. Because what I teach is there are some tools, some techniques that we put in place that you have to do consistently, and they're small little baby steps. But in the beginning, they're new. And so when we've got this anxiety coming on, our brains, like, we're just so consumed with the anxiety that we're not making those small little steps, taking those small little steps. And that's what I want to help you with, is help you with what's going on in your life, in the world that's got you feeling anxious, and how we can have all that's going on, but not have it affect our weight loss. So, anxiety. I get it. I've been there, done that. I used to have such bad anxiety to the point that I had panic attacks. And I'm seeing that in my clients when, you know, there's things going on. And especially, you know, I work with nurses, I work with healthcare workers, and we've got so much going on in our job and then in our life. And then there's things going on in the world that we end up feeling anxious about. And what ends up happening is, and what my client says, it takes over. It's just spinning. We feel so out of control with every thought going on in our head. And I get it. It consumes us to the point where I thought, you know, I was dying. I was going to die. Like, when I went from that anxious to the panic attacks, when I went into a panic attack, it felt like I was going to die. Like, it just felt like, just so, like, I can feel it when I even talk to you about it. It feels so heavy, so consuming. And that's what's happening with some of my clients lately. And why it's happening is because, as I've said in past episodes, is that anxious feeling isn't coming from, you know, that the circumstances, it's not the circumstances causing us to feel anxious. It's the thoughts we're having about the circumstances. And that's a good thing, because we feel that we feel so out of control. And I think a lot of anxiety comes from that feeling of out of control. We have no control. And that's exactly what my client said yesterday, is I feel like I have no control. And that feeling of no control, that feeling of uncertainty, just drives the anxiety up even higher. So we have the initial thought from what's going on, and then we have that next thought of, I have no control. So no wonder you're feeling anxious. And what I want you to know is, you're normal. You are normal having this anxiety. You just don't know what to do with it. Anxiety is just your brain's way of saying, take a look at what you're thinking, and hey, this is what's creating it. It's all okay. And what's also happening is our brains are designed to keep us safe. So what's happening is we've got a situation, a circumstance, somebody did something, something happened, something in the world. And we have this meaning, we've taken on it, this thought, and it gets us really thinking. And what's happening is, our brain is wired to look at the negative, to look at the bad, to look at worst case scenario, because that's just its way of keeping us safe. If it was all in the la-di-da-di mode, it wouldn't look up to what could actually happen, what could possibly happen. So you're normal. Your brain is just wired to keep you safe, and just be aware of that. That's all. But now, what are we going to do knowing that? So when you're in that anxious state, what you need to do is you need to put this pause in. Just pause first and just be compassionate with yourself, kind and compassionate. Because remember, your brain is doing its job. Just allow yourself to feel it. So many of us have this things going on and we're trying to suppress it, try to make it go away, try not to feel. But guess what? You've got this anxiety, and if you're not allowing yourself to feel it, you have then probably wired yourself to go find another way to deal with it, which is turning to food or alcohol or shopping or scrolling on social media. But for the sake of weight loss, it's turning to food. And I did that because all your brain and your body wants is to feel better in that moment, and it doesn't know any other way. So you go eat. But what ends up happening is, in the moment when you're eating, yeah, you're feeling better, but it's not because what's happening, the thought that's creating the anxiety that's there is going away. Yes, it is going away, but only temporarily. So it's not going away for good. So you then go eat, and then you got these next feelings of beating yourself up, the thoughts of beating yourself up, which then creates the shame, the frustration of, you know, look at it. I've messed up on my diet. I'm a failure. I can't get this done. But then what ends up happening is then that's all your focus. Your focus is on, you know, what you did, because then it's taking away from what's really going on, the situation that's causing that feeling. And like I said, it's not causing it. You're having a thought about it, but you're distracting. So now what's happening is blaming the situation, because it's just your brain's way of staying safe from trying to deal with that anxiety in the first place. So I hope this isn't too confusing, but technically what it is you got this circumstance, something happened at work, somebody said something, I don't know, whatever it is, situation, circumstance, you have a thought about it, which creates that feeling of anxiety. So the first is just be kind and compassionate to yourself, because one of the things you need to know is every emotion, positive, negative, but for sure we're talking about the negative right now. The positive are there, but let's talk about the negative, because that's what's creating your anxiety. You need to, and I've talked about these on other episodes, and this is what I teach in my program, and we talk about it so much, is we have to have the negative. That's why you have to allow yourself to be with it. Because, like, for instance, I went through a lot of things in my life. I went through an unhealthy marriage. It was 22 years. It wasn't very good. I was very depressed, very anxious. But if I didn't allow myself to feel that and be with that sadness of being in that unhealthy, being that terrible situation, I wouldn't know how amazing my life is with my new husband. Because if I didn't know the sadness I felt, I wouldn't know the happiness I have now. So we have to be okay with it. Yes, some things are really bad, like, you know, a death. But that's when you will, it's okay to feel sad, but just allow yourself to be with it. And then decide, like, what do you want to do after that? And that's what happens is when we're stuck in it, when we don't allow it, when we resist it, when we're fighting against it, when our brain is telling, no, you know, you shouldn't feel this way, it's wrong, it's bad, then that only makes it worse. And that's what ends up sending me for the panic attacks in the past. So steps to deal with when you've got the anxiety going on is stop, pay attention, be kind and gentle to yourself, and also pause and breathe. Like in that pausing and breathing moment when you're kind and gentle, so put your hands on your heart. Like for me, that makes such a big difference. Because when you're in anxiety, and I can feel it, like my body's in anxiety just talking about it. But you get all, when you're in anxious state, it's a fight or flight response. Your body is like fighting, and you need to stop and pause and take a break. Get out of that fight or flight response. And what happens too when we're in that fight or flight response, we're not breathing from our belly, from the deep core. We're stuck. We're breathing up top. We're not getting the oxygen our brain even needs, our body even needs. So stop and pause and hold your hands over your heart. And honestly, it just brings it down just a bit so that you can get in a state where you can then look at a solution, look at another way of thinking about it, look at another way of what else do I want to focus on? What other ways are there? What other things am I grateful for in this moment? Because yes, maybe this isn't a good place to be in, or maybe what happened isn't the greatest, but I want you then to look at, but what other things are good in your life? Because what we focus on, we bring more and more and more into our brain. So I want you to just step back. Like for me, I had some things going on in my life with my daughter that really brought some anxiety in. And I stepped back and I'm like, yeah, you know, it is not the greatest. It's not what I want. I don't have control over it. And this is the thing. You have to then in that moment go, okay, what do I have control over? I have control over that. I do believe things will work out. I've gone through worse. They have worked out, maybe not the way I want it, but also I'm so grateful that I have my husband there to support me. And that made such a big difference because it just brings it down just another notch. And then you're going, okay, what is the solution? What other way can I think about it? And honestly, your brain opens up to other possibilities. And that's what makes like such a difference in dealing with the anxiety. Because when you're trapped in that out of control state, the anxiety that's stuck in there, that's taking over, like, and it's flying out of control in your head, you just can't think. You cannot think clearly. You're not the best person in that moment to do what works, that's going to work best in that moment. For me in those moments, if I react from that place, that's never the good thing. I never do anything really good. It never turns out the way I actually want it to be. So one of the big things is when you do this, you can react from a much better place. And that's how I then really looked at things from a different perspective. And wow, what a difference it made. It changed the dynamic of what happened. It toned things down in me. It toned things down in the situation, like what was going on in my daughter's head. And I didn't even say anything. Is how I approached her was so different. So it really is about, you know, whatever is happening at work, in your life, in world, stepping back. And what do you have control over? Because you can't change the situation. You can't change the circumstance. You can't change what happened, but you sure can change how you react to it. by how you think in that moment. What do you want to think? What do you want to focus on? The change happens from internal, not from trying to change and control the external. So I hope this was helpful to you, because I understand what anxiety can do to us. And think about it. If you don't do this work on help, like working on this anxiety, you are going to keep turning to food. You are going to not be able to follow, you know, what you want to be eating for the day. That is where the weight loss happens. The weight loss happens is when we allow the emotions to be there and not have them control us, drive us to go eat to feel better. We can feel better from just processing those emotions. I'm not saying all that sadness or frustration or anxiety is going to go away, because it's not. It's then accepting that it's okay to have that, but that it's having it, but not to the state that it just takes like over everything, consumes us, that we turn to food, we can't follow our food plan. So give this a try. Let me know how it goes. And if you need more help, I am here for you. We can jump on a call, and there is no obligation. We'll get on the call and I can help you, walk you through this. And then if you are wanting more help, we can explore if my program is the right fit for you. But if not, I am here for you. You can book a call, a free call. The link is in my bio. If you're listening to this in Instagram, watching it in Instagram, link in the bio. If you're following it on my website or Apple, you can go to KarenShable.com and there is a link in there under contact, and you can book that free call. So please, please reach out if you need help. I know what it's like to have anxiety take control of you, end up in tears. Oh, I forgot the other thing is process it by releasing it. Let yourself cry. Sometimes that's what you need. I did that when things happened this week. I allowed myself to cry. I let my husband know, I don't need fixing. I just need to release it. And then I could move forward. So I hope you have an amazing day. And please reach out if you need that help. Thank you for listening to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where my goal is to help you end the BS cycle so you can start enjoying your job and your life and lose weight for good. To learn more about working closely with me, please visit me at KarenShable.com, and I'll see you next week.